Cause once you start to love her, you know you'll never stop. She shines like a diamond when she walks into a room. She could charm the stars.
Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Locally owned and operated. We are Rio Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration pushing back on a federal judge's order directing deportation flights already in the air this past weekend be turned around as it weighs whether President Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act is lawful. Border czar Tom Homan outside the White House echoing his comments to Fox News, saying he doesn't care what the judges say and defended the president's actions.
The president, through proclamation, took his authority under Alien Enemies Act and imposed it, which he has the right to do.
The judge has scheduled a hearing for later today over the deportation orders. Consumer spending ticked up in February from the slowdown in January. It's one of the gauges the Federal Reserve Board will look at this week ahead of its interest rate decision. Across the country, St. Patrick's Day celebrations are underway. The largest and one of the oldest, taking place in New York City, where some 2 million are turning out along Fifth Avenue to celebrate the luck of the Irish. This is ABC News. Starbucks has handed down a hefty judgment from the courts after a man was burned by unsecured hot tea in the company's drive-thru.
A California jury ordering the company to pay a delivery driver $50 million after hot tea spilled into his lap. His lawyers say he suffered third-degree burns on his genitals and groin and claim Starbucks had a flagrant disregard for customer safety. In a statement, Starbucks said it sympathizes with the man, but we disagree with the jury's decision that we were at fault for this incident and believe the damages awarded to be excessive.
ABC's Allison Kosick. More than 75,000 bottles of International Delight coffee creamer have been voluntarily recalled across 31 states after illnesses were reported. The effective items are Cinnabon Classic Cinnamon Roll and Hazelnut Coffee Creamers with Best Buy dates in early July. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Human remains found in central Wisconsin. We get more from Ted Aylin.
The discovery of the skeletal remains happened Thursday evening in the Washera County town of Leon. There aren't many details on the find as the county sheriff's office leads an investigation into them. Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin Crime Laboratory, and Washera County Medical Examiner are all assisting the Sheriff's Office in the investigation.
The search is continuing for a missing pregnant Beaver Dam team. Amber Alert released two new photos of 16-year-old Sophia Franklin and the man she is believed to be with, 40-year-old Gary Day. Franklin has been missing since February. Day is charged with child abduction and child enticement. And the city of Milwaukee will be hosting several games for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Fiserv Forum will host four games this Friday, starting off with Lipscomb versus Iowa State. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 at Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. And Advent Health. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Another strong spring storm will move through western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota late Tuesday and Wednesday. According to the National Weather Service, the storm will start out as rain before changing to snow, with snow rates of up to 1 inch per hour possible. Now, winter storm watch has been issued for late Tuesday night and into Wednesday for the possibility of 4 to 7 inches of snow accumulation. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department is looking for a missing Whitehall man. 51-year-old Brian Walsh was last seen at around 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning in La Crosse. He never returned home from a family visit. Is described as 6'1", 190 pounds, and wearing a dark-colored shirt, blue jeans, and brown boots. According to the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network, Walsh does not have his belongings or medications with him. If anyone has any information there to contact the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin to hold town hall meetings in Eau Claire. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin announced the event for tomorrow, but no time or location was released. The town hall will highlight Elon Musk's multi-million-dollar influence in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, according to the Democratic Party. The stop is part of a tour of town halls in Republican-controlled congressional districts. A Holcomb man has been charged in a violent domestic assault in December, is now in custody. Michael Smith was taken into custody, is now being held in the Chippewa County Jail. He was charged in Chippewa County Court with attempted strangulation and suffocation, intimidating a victim, three counts of battery and domestic abuse. Prosecutors say a woman told an investigator in January about a domestic assault involving Smith that happened 3 days before Christmas. The woman still has a black eye from that incident. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauer Built Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
The Elk Mound School District is gearing up for another state basketball tournament, this time with the boys' team. Elk Mound defeated Amory 54-52 on Saturday to earn a trip to the WYAA boys' basketball tournament in Madison. Elk Mound will face Freedom in the WYAA Division III state semifinal Thursday afternoon at 1:35 at the Kohl Center. WRDN will have coverage of the game on Thursday starting at 1:10. The remaining mega co-op gas stations are all closed. The CEO of the chain announced the closures were made due to financially difficult times. The company has been working through restructuring after declaring bankruptcy in 2023 and closing several stores. Mega Co-op was founded in Eau Claire in 1935. No one is hurt after a fire over the weekend. Sunday, the Eau Claire Fire Department responded to a fire on the 600 block of Fleming Avenue. When crews arrived, they found smoke coming from the roof vents of the home and an active fire on the first floor. No one was in the home at the time, but three cats were found alive and given medical aid on the scene. Several additional cats and dogs, however, were found dead. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it would end the local food purchase assistance and the local food for school programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in LFPA in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction received $3.4 million for the school food program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Increasing fears about Wisconsinites driving while high. A recent survey of drivers by AAA Wisconsin found 85% of people who use cannabis say they're driving the same day, with 53% saying they drive within the same hour. AAA spokesman Nick Jarma says that's alarming because THC and marijuana can impair your driving just as much as alcohol. More spring turkey authorizations are now available in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says the new passes will be available on the gowild.wy.gov website or in person with DNR licensed sales agents. The turkey season begins today. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Celebrating Women's History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Actress Brooke Shields says the stigma associated with women after reaching a certain age is laughable. That's because
all the women I know who are in their 50s are these extraordinary, vibrant women who are starting new, totally new chapters in their life.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished.
And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The field is set for the 2025 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wisconsin, the third seed in the East region after falling to Michigan 59-53 in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game yesterday.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they've given us and what the, how they played today other than we didn't make shots. I mean, we battled like crazy. You're in a one-possession game or a tie game with, you know, under a minute to go, and that's sometimes how it happens.
Gregard's Badgers will take on the 14th-seeded Montana Grizzlies on Thursday afternoon in Denver. That's a 12:30 tip on TNT. Marquette, number 7 in the South. They'll tip off against 10th-seeded New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday. Four Marquette seniors playing in their fourth straight NCAA tournament. Coach Shaka Smart said that experience always helps.
Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had, 6 games in the last 3 years for our seniors have taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. And so I think being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before is a powerful thing.
That one tips on Friday around 6:35 on TBS. The Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball team will take a 29-5 record and 22-game win streak into the NCAA women's tournament Saturday. Green Bay, a 12 seed, they'll take on 5th-seeded Alabama in first-round action at the Xfinity Center, the home of the Maryland Terrapins. Marquette women will play in the Women's Basketball Invitational. They'll open play against Drake in Des Moines on Thursday. Bucks fell to Oklahoma City for the second time this season, 121-105. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 7th triple-double of the season, 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team headed to the NCAA Final Four after knocking off Clarkson 4-1 in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
The newest winner captures the checkered flag with the sport's oldest race team. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Triple three, number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Homestead, Miami, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
In their 75th season in NASCAR, the Wood Brothers celebrated their 101st Cup Series victory and the first for their driver, Josh Berry, who won yesterday's Pennzoil 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The win came in Berry's 53rd Cup Series start in his first full season with Wood Brothers Racing. Behind Berry at the finish were Daniel Suarez in second, Ryan Preece third, William Byron fourth, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. Berry's victory snapped Christopher Bell's win streak at 3, with Bell finishing 12. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Keeping an eye on young children while trying to farm will make you pull your hair out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's an upcoming study about childcare accessibility as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Farming is a dangerous occupation, and it's especially dangerous for children because they're often present at the workplace. Farm parents have been spread thin through the pandemic, especially if they didn't have anyone to watch their kids. When weighing their options, families have to consider their farm situation and the cost for child care. There is no perfect solution, but keeping kids safe from the many hazards in a farming operation is what keeps parents up at night. Scott Heiberger is a rural health communications specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center. He says over the next couple of years, researchers with their National Children's Center will study childcare on the farm and how it relates to child safety.
For the first time, we're going to do a project that takes a situation where there is accessible childcare, and we're going to follow that situation, that area, for a couple of years and see if, with that child care, with it being utilized, does that in fact drive down the numbers of injuries to kids on farms in that area, and then compare that to an area that does not have that access to child care.
Heiberger says they will conduct interviews with farm parents and try to get a sense of their reality and what they're facing. Once the hard data is compiled, advocates can take the information to state legislatures or even the national level.
And say, hey, look, if there is accessible child care that farm families can tap into, you are going to see a reduction in injuries. And maybe it's worth, you know, an agency getting behind that and making that possible. If we're asking these farm communities and farm families to feed the world, maybe it would be a good thing to try to help out as far as offering or incentivizing affordable, accessible child care.
Learn more about farm families and child care options at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high-quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Next to hiring grains and livestock on Monday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. We're talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, let's start in the grains and oil seeds. It is nice and green for St. Patrick's Day Monday in the wheat complex with quartered soybeans relatively mixed. What are you watching in the grains and oil seeds here to start the week?
Yeah, Kansas City leading the way following a tragic accident that closed I-70 for a couple of days as they cleared up over 71 vehicles involved in an accident that killed eight from a windstorm that created zero visibility with blowing dust. And that just was a piece of what happened throughout much of the southern plains, emphasizing to many grain traders just how bad things are, how dry it is in the southern half of the plains hard red winter wheat belt. It's dry in the Russian wheat belt as well. And basically the forecast expecting to continue in that way. So it kind of captured the attention. End users stepping in to add some coverage, and some speculators covering their short positions led by Kansas City. That's providing a little bit of support for corn and even soybeans this morning as well.
How about in that livestock trade? Looks like a decent start to the week across cattle and hogs. Any notes of the protein sector?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that strength carry over after last week's cash trade came in much stronger than what the trade was anticipating overall, up $4 to $6 generally in the cash market. Starting to increase the chain speeds once again. Barbecue season is starting to kick in. And so we're starting to see some of that demand. We'll have to see how that demand holds up with at the retail level with the consumer. But for now, we're seeing some more upward momentum there. We do have a cattle on feed report coming out Friday, with generally the expectations that it'll show on feed numbers down another 1 to 2% versus last year.
And real quick, the outside markets, those macros, all the headline risk and volatility, what are you watching there as we start this week?
You're exactly right. Headline risk and volatility causing some caution there overall, but we are seeing the Dow continue to bounce this morning while the NASDAQ is moving lower. Worries about more inflation really worrying the NASDAQ, the tech sector this morning. As we look at the crude oil market, a little bit more of a pop there after President Trump apparently posted that he would hold Iran directly responsible for any more attacks by the Houthis there in that Red Sea area. So a little bit more concern going forward about crude oil supplies in the Middle East.
All right, that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Researching high oleic soybeans for feeding to dairy cattle. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The United Soybean Board's Demand Action Team is working on developing more demand for U.S. soy products. Virginia soybean farmer Susan Watkins is chair of the Demand Action Team that's looking into the potential of feeding high oleic soybeans to dairy cattle.
Yeah, when high oleic soybeans came on, we were focusing more towards the oil content for maybe some human consumption for cooking oil. In 2017, it actually started with Pennsylvania doing some research with dairy herds, and that's where we're going to now. USB has invested throughout the years for high oleic, and now we've got this really great project to get a better return at the dairy farm also. It's healthy, it goes through our roasting process, and it brings more butterfat. And for the farmers, they will see a return on their investment by using this product.
Researchers do have to be careful with how they prepare the soybeans.
I cannot remember the state, but there is a company that's doing roasters, and it sounds like they've done a really good job, and they have refined it. There are some pull behind roasters, but you have to really be careful because you can damage that bean, and it can be detrimental if it's not done correctly.
The project is going to require some more research to deliver results.
We're working with nutritionists, also animal nutritionists, and they're doing testing and research all the time, and we have to educate the dairy community that this is a new product for them, and they may be able to grow it on their farm and do their process on the farm, or they may have to buy it from another person, but it's a good opportunity for them to make more money and have a healthy herd.
As that research continues this year and into the future, farmers will be able to follow the research by visiting unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Some Wisconsin farmers are scrambling to save their businesses when two significant local food programs were discontinued. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program and the Local Food for Schools Program were implemented during the pandemic to help supply produce and meat to schools and food banks. In a letter sent out last Friday, the sudden changes will impact about 300 farmers who've already invested in equipment, seed, livestock, and other supplies. Will collectively take over 155,000 pounds in food losses. Some local food pantries are adjusting pickup schedules and food distribution hours, while early care and education programs will also close. Wisconsin Farmers Union's President Darren Von Ruden said, cutting this funding now not only disrupts their operations, but also weakens the entire local food system that serves schools, food pantries, and communities in need. The USDA, along with the Trump administration, are reportedly saving $1 billion by ending those programs. Fungal infection is what killed about 90 Little Chute ducks found dead a few weeks ago. Initial thoughts were that the birds may have died of bird flu, according to the Wisconsin DNR. The cause of death was a fungal infection. Wild birds become infected by breathing in fungal spores from areas such as agriculture fields covered with moldy waste grain in fall or early winter, the DNR said. The ducks were found in the northwest corner of Highway 00 and Buchanan Street in Little Chute. The birds were buried at the Outagamie County landfill. The United States has reached out to Denmark and other European nations asking if they can export eggs as Americans face surging egg prices. The Nordic Countries Egg Association said on Friday the request from USDA coincides with a raft of new U.S. tariffs on countries, including in Europe, and the threat of more. President Trump also threatened economic sanctions unless Denmark hands over control of Greenland to the United States. U.S. wholesale egg prices are shattering records as an accelerating outbreak of bird flu and laying hens slashes supplies. President promised to lower egg prices on his first day in office, but prices have increased 59% on a year-over-year basis in February, the first full month of his administration. A letter reviewed by Reuters showed that a representative of the USDA in Europe had sent formal inquiries to egg-producing countries in late February, seeking information on their ability and willingness to export eggs to the American market. President Trump has threatened more retaliatory tariffs on the European Union, proposing via social media a new 200% levy on all EU champagnes, wines, and spirits sent to the U.S. in response to the EU's retaliatory tariff of 50% on U.S. spirits. President Trump said on social media outlet Truth Social he would put the tariff in place unless the EU removed the tariff it imposed on U.S. spirits on Wednesday. He called the tariff on bourbon nasty and said that the 200% levy will be great for the wine and champagne business in the U.S. The retaliatory tariffs the EU announced would go into effect in April and impact about $28 billion of U.S. goods, including spirits. The EU made this announcement, which in effect peels back decisions from 2018 and 2020 to continue to suspend tariffs on those goods from the U.S. after President Trump announced a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum products early last week. 1 million soybean farmers will reap an even bigger crop in the 24-25 season than previously expected. That according to forecasts released by crop agency CONAB, as deepening trade tensions are likely to increase demand from China. Reuters reports Brazil's soybean crop, which farmers are harvesting now, is expected to total 167.37 million tons, about 1.3 million tons more than in CONAB's February forecast, and above an all-time record of 155.7 million tons in the 22-23 season. CONAB data shows that more than 105 million tons of that production will be exported. That's up 7% from the previous season. Brazil, the world's biggest producer and exporter of soybeans, competes with the U.S. and Argentina in global markets and sells most of its soybeans to China, which processes it domestically for oil and livestock feed. Chinese demand for Brazilian exports is likely to increase after Beijing imposed import levies on U.S. agriculture and food products, including soybeans, earlier this month, that in response to the Trump administration tariff hikes on Chinese goods. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich, but you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun... Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know. Just got the notification.
Great. Smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in the know.
A warm day today in our ag weather forecast, but we do have a big storm on the way. Now, today will be the warmest day with temperatures rising into the 60s today. Now, the recent precipitation has helped with some of the fire conditions. Now, cooler weather tomorrow will be the rule in advance of a big spring storm with rain and snow starting late Tuesday into Wednesday. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, highs 57 to 62. Relative humidities at 32 to 37%. South winds at 13 to 18, shifting to the southwest at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 29 to 34. Relative humidities at 80 to 85%. West winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the north at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy. Highs 48 to 53. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Northeast winds at 11 to 16. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Winter storm watch in effect for Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with snow. Heavy at times. Could see anywhere from 4 to 7 inches. Highs 35 to 40. North winds at 18 to 23. Gusting to 35. For Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs 40 to 45. Friday, partly sunny. A slight chance of rain. Highs 45 to 50. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 40 to 45. And for Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it.
Right.
out off them tonight.
Yeah,
got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work harder loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Get so fancy, got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. But I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love.
had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, and you're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up. And I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up. And I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. In a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
I can still feel you. I can still feel you. In everything that moves, in every there's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux, France, been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. I got you in trouble in high college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol, I got blamed at your wedding reception, best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, France, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance. Best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. Yeah, since the day I left Milwaukee,
weather and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Somebody's at the front door. I can hear them knocking. Your mama's on the phone and she feels like talking. There's chicken on the barbecue, barbecuing. Don't worry about it, baby, just drop what you're doing, 'cause they're playing our song on the radio. Okay, Mr. DJ, had a way to go. A million watts of love power coming on strong. The house needs cleaning, the grass needs mowing. We've both got places that we need to be going. Tomorrow's a big day, you better get ready. But tonight it's just you and me.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The judge who ordered the Trump administration to halt deportation flights and turnaround flights that were in the air holds another hearing today. It comes after the Trump administration ignored the judge's directive, allowing two flights containing hundreds of alleged